This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and the European Union are set to strengthen their strategic relationship with the signing of a new security and defence partnership at the EU-India summit in New Delhi next week. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas made the announcement while addressing the European Parliament at Strasbourg in France last evening. She said the pact will deepen cooperation in key areas including maritime security, counter-terrorism, cyber defence and maritime domain awareness, with a focus on stability in the Indo-Pacific region.
We aim to conclude negotiations on the EU-India Free Trade Agreement. This deal will open markets, remove barriers, and strengthen critical supply chains in clean technologies, pharmaceuticals, and semiconductors. Today we agreed to move forward with the signature of a new EU-India security and defence partnership in areas like maritime security, cybersecurity, and counterterrorism.
The partnership will be signed next week during the visit of European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa to India, where they will be the chief guests at the Republic Day celebrations. The leaders will co-chair the 16th India-EU summit with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 27th of this month. US President Donald Trump has praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the World Economic Forum in Davos. Calling Mr. Modi a close friend, the U.S. president expressed confidence that India and the United States would reach a trade agreement. The remarks come as Washington and New Delhi continue negotiations aimed at resolving the trade deal standoff. Asked directly about a potential trade agreement, the U.S. president said they are going to have a good deal. India has witnessed a real transformation in the last decade, from an emerging status to a pivotal global economic force, driven by robust growth and widespread digital public infrastructure. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu and Deputy Chief Minister of Gujarat Harsh Singhvi stated this while speaking at a session organized on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum annual meeting being held at Davos in Switzerland yesterday. The Union Civil Aviation Minister said India is becoming essential to the global economic order and is no longer defined as merely an emerging economy. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Piyush Goyal has said talks are being held with alliance partners for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's public address tomorrow at Madurantakam, Tamil Nadu. Interacting with the media today, state opposition leader and General Secretary of the EIA-DMK, Edappadi Palaniswamy, said the DMK should be opposed by the people as they are anti-people and anti-development. The G4 nations have presented a model for early action to restructure the United Nations Security Council. The grouping warned that delaying reforms in the UN's highest decision-making body will cause more human suffering and misery. India's permanent representative, P. Harish, stated this on behalf of the G4 at the intergovernmental negotiations for UN Security Council reforms at the United Nations headquarters in New York City yesterday. He said the UN's credibility and efficacy are being questioned because of its inability to deal with raging conflicts.
For decades, status quos have been posing hurdles and impeding forward movement. In so doing, they contribute to the failure of the Security Council, help fuel serious questioning of the legitimacy and credibility of this organization. Groups and member states inclined on achieving real reforms need to come together and resist these efforts.
A Delhi court today acquitted former Congress MP Sajjan Kumar in a case related to inciting violence in Janakpuri and Vikaspuri areas in the national capital during the 1984 anti-Sikh riots. Special Judge Digvinay Singh orally pronounced a brief order acquitting 78-year-old Kumar. In August 2023, a court had charged the former Congress MP with rioting and promoting enmity while discharging him of murder and criminal conspiracy offences. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest gains in our afternoon trade today. The Sensex rose 210 points to 82,120, while the Nifty added 76 points to 25,233 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.